It's time to get behind the mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley on KFAR Radio, promoting all of our incredible nonprofit organizations that truly make Fairbanks the Golden Heart City. And now, let's get behind the mission.
Good morning, Tanana Valley. You are listening to Behind the Mission with United Way of the Tanana Valley. I am Kayla Smith, Executive Director of United Way. And today we are talking about the importance of resource education and the opportunities it creates right here in Interior Alaska. Joining me in the studio this morning is Naomi Mitchell, the Interior Program Coordinator with Alaska Resource Education. Naomi works directly with students, educators, industry partners, helping connect Alaskans with the knowledge and career pathways tied to our state's natural resources. Naomi, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. It's such a pleasure. So, Naomi, you've received some pretty incredible recognition recently.
So. Oh, my gosh.
I know. So, finalist for 2026 Athena Leadership Awards and most recently named Top 40 Under 40 by the Alaska Journal of Commerce. I mean, you're clearly a valued community member. How does all of this recognition feel?
It feels weird. I have always worked in the nonprofit world and done, you know, as much volunteer work as I can handle. But, you know, the scene in Wayne's World where they're bowing and saying we're not worthy, that's sort of what it feels like. We have a really incredible community filled with, you know, just incredible, you know, women and just young professionals. And I feel really honored to be surrounded by just the people in this community who are giving back and doing those kinds of events and doing that kind of work to make Fairbanks a better community. I recently did a women's career expo in partnership with the Girl Scouts, and it was on a Sunday, and it was on International Women's Day. And I'm looking around the room at all these female professionals that just showed up on a Sunday for a few hours, and I was like, this is it. This is why Fairbanks is so amazing. Like, look at all these incredible women here for all these girls. So it was great. Just, I'm in great company.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you say, you know, I'm not worthy, but honestly, the mentality here, just the culture in the interior is we really are all worthy. We all pitch in and we all, you know, we help so much and you are definitely worthy of the recognition, girlfriend. You are.
Thank you.
Yes, of course. So
I'm like Eeyore, sorry.
So for listeners who may not be too familiar, could you explain just a little bit about what Alaska Resource Education does and why its work is important here for Alaska communities?
Yeah, we have been around since the 80s. And I mean, back then it was just a box of rocks getting sent out to classrooms. But we do classroom visits from, you know, kindergarten all the way up to, you know, seniors in high school and beyond, actually. We've got internship programs and we do all kinds of partnerships statewide. So, I mean, I cover the interior, so I'm like toque to Cantwell, basically, if we're going by the road system. And I, you know, do a camp in Toke every year, and I go to Cantwell, Delta, Healy, like around once a month. And we, you know, start off and we teach rocks, minerals, we teach energy, electricity, forestry, just like a vast swath of natural resources and, you know, where they come from, how we get them, you know, how we, you know, protect them and, you know, use them wisely and respectfully and, you know, how going through the process of what jobs are involved as well. I work a lot with Andrea Wade and Audra over at the school district. They do incredible work. I mean, amazing workforce development and education stuff, CTE. Amy over at the Pipeline Training Center. You know, I work really closely with the Chamber of Commerce here. We have an incredible, incredible workforce development committee right now over at the Chamber. I somehow managed to become the chair of that committee, and I'm so proud of the work we're doing and all the amazing people that we have there. But, I mean, as our staff, we've got educators down in Fairbanks, or excuse me, educators down in Anchorage, Leola and Brandt, and then Becky and Taylor are our operations and executive director, and we just have got a new admin named Callie, and we just are all over the place. I mean, I was just out in Unalakleet, and we were in Nome, and I'm doing a camp out in Nome in May. We're just all over the place trying to teach students about the opportunities that we have right here in the state, about the resources that are right here in Alaska.
Yeah, no, this is great. And it's obviously more than just a job for you because you're passionate about the topics you're discussing. You know, you're obviously very personally invested in all the travel that you're doing, the back and forth. I mean, that is a long stretch of road system. And then, of course, everything circled all around up in it, you know. So that's just fantastic. I mean, what brought you into resource education? What was it that pulled you to this?
So I worked for the school district as a librarian for years, but in the summertime, I would have my summers open. So I would always end up getting these like incredible natural resource education jobs. And I worked for Fairbanks Soil and Water Conservation District for a few years, doing invasive work and, you know, different salmon education, things like that. And then I worked at LARS, the Large Animal Research Station out at UAF, doing work with them. I worked for the Songbird Institute, doing, you know, bird field trips for a season. I mean, all these really incredible natural resource and, you know, nature education organizations that we have here. And I had a blast. And then I had my son and I wanted a little more flexibility. So I literally Googled natural resource education part-time job. And they were like the first, ARE was the first organization that popped up.
That's great.
And I applied. And it's been like amazing ever since, you know, and I've gone full-time and I do not regret it. It's one of the most amazing jobs. And I've been on Becky and Taylor, like the best leaders that I've ever had. I just feel really great and supported, even though I'm up
that's
here
awesome.
Alone.
Yeah.
Anything I need. So it's awesome.
No, that's great. I mean, to go from, you know, learning about something and becoming passionate about it and then turning around and educating others on it, it's, you know, that's full circle. That's awesome. So, you know, if you're just now tuning in, you are listening to Behind the Mission, Kayla Smith with United Way of the Tanana Valley, and we are chatting here with Naomi with Alaska Resource Education. So, you know, so it's pretty clear up here in Alaska, you know, our economy is so closely tied to our natural resources. You know, why do you think it's so important for students to have awareness so early and to get information about industry in school?
We have such a unique community where, I mean, I don't know about you, but my job right out of high school and the job that I was working in high school was getting, I think I got paid like $6.25 an hour to lifeguard at my local pool. Like that was the best I could do at that point.
Yeah.
But we have such a strong resource community. You know, we've got Fort Knox down the road, and we've got Pogo down in Delta, and, you know, we've got Usabelli. We've got, you know, all these major Alaskan mines that are providing so many jobs and such an economic boost to the community. And these kids can just go into these jobs right out of graduation. They can get internships and get paid much more than $6.25
Certainly,
an hour. And they
yeah.
can, you know, and I, you know, we talk about the different schedules and the flexibility, how they can do, you know, a week on or a week off at some of these places. Just like it can be whatever they want it to be, and they can get training on site. It's just, you know, there's some incredible opportunities, and I just want, you know, all these kids to know about it. And the people who are working there are doing a great job too. You've got Wendy at Pogo, you know, Lisa at Usabelli, and,
oh, yes.
you know, Brenna over at Kinross. They're everywhere. I mean, you look
right.
at a lot of the big events that we have around town, and their name is on quite a bit of them. They do so much great work in the community.
Yeah, absolutely. No, and your name's right up there with them. So you know, with so many different programs going on around, I mean, I even remember there's the MEPS Training Center.
Yeah.
And that's a fun experience. I did a tour of that, and that's fantastic. If you've ever been underground, it's a different experience, I'll tell you. What other hands-on experiences or programs does ARE offer that could help students connect the classroom learning with those real-life careers?
So we also have – we do teacher externships, and we, you know, work with GVA. And one of the big ones that I think the kids really love is we learn about, you know, wind energy. And the kids, like, build and design their own wind turbines. And then we have somebody come in and, you know, talk about how it works in the interior and all the, you know, the technical – background of it and things like that. And we build solar panels, and we talk about how it all connects, you know, along the rail belt, and just how, you know, power works in the interior and where it all comes from. And the partnerships we have, you know, anytime I need a speaker or somebody to speak on something, we have such an incredible community. I mean,
yeah.
your husband came to North Pole Middle School for me, you know,
That's
this
awesome.
Fall, because there's some career classes out at North Pole Middle, and the teacher was like, hey, I really want, these kids want to know about trucking. So I called Vanessa over at Black Gold, and, her and your husband came in and talked about trucking. And it's usually that simple. Like, we have such a supportive community. And it's like, all you need to do is ask. And these kids can, you know, get like a good snapshot into what it's like to do these careers.
Yeah, what an exciting way. What an exciting opportunity for you to be able to connect, you know, the resources, the industry with the students that you're educating and you're trying to entertain at the same time. And I think that's fantastic. You're a liaison between, you know, the student and the future. And I think that's so fantastic. That's awesome.
No, it's been great. We just have, like I said, it's the best community. Everybody's so willing to share their experiences and their expertise and, you know, their resources. You know, our people are our resource. So it's, we have a great, great community.
Yeah, exactly. People are the resource, 100%. You know, you kind of touched on this a little bit, the teacher programs, but you do have an upcoming natural resource management teacher externship
yes.
coming up in June.
Yep.
Tell us a little bit about what that program is.
So last year when we did it, there were teachers from every single region in Alaska, which was really great. And it kind of starts off in Anchorage and they gather. But if they're already in the interior, they're already here. But we fly them here and we've bused them before, but I'm pretty sure they're flying this year. We're figuring out logistics now. But, you know, it's teachers from all over the state and they are coming in and they're staying at the Pipeline Training Center. And we are going through our curriculum, like most of our curriculum, teaching them all about, you know, the different sections that we cover. And then we are going to Usabelli and checking it out. And, you know, some of these people are lifelong Alaskans and maybe they've never experienced this before. But some of these people, you know, these amazing teachers are coming in from the lower 48 and they have no idea. So it's a wide range of, you know, some of them know some of it. Some of them, you know, are there to just completely learn and figure all this stuff out so they can share it in the classrooms. I think one of our best experiences was we had a counselor come in and she just was blown away. And I mean, she got so much out of it. So, I mean, they do a geothermal tour out at Chena Hot Springs. We do a Kinross tour. They go out to Usabelli. Somebody from GVEA comes in and talks to them. They go up to UAF and do tours. It's just this fully immersive week. And one of the highlights that we did last year, and we are going to be doing it this year, is they're going up to the slope. They're getting flown up to Prudhoe Bay to, like, check all that stuff out. So
excellent.
It's, like, this full week of immersive learning for them. And it just – it's really great. And we have a local placer miner, one of my favorite placer miners, Paul. And he lets us go out to his site. So – and we're actually going to have a mining history night at the museum across the street. So it's going to be a great week.
Yeah, no, that definitely sounds like a action-packed, fun, fulfilling, all full circle. This is great. When it's not just about inspiring the students, but if you can inspire the educators to go out and then inspire those students, it's just the ripple effect of your work is pretty significant. And I think it's awesome that you've got this consolidated, you know, sort of experience for educators, because you do represent such a wide, vast area of land. That for you to personally go around to all of these places and to talk to every single student personally is probably a goal, but also unrealistic, you know. So having this resource to educate and to share the knowledge, and that's you know, it's invaluable. And I'm sure those teachers and, you know, other people. I mean, who all should, aside from just teachers, is there anybody else who would benefit from you know, engaging in the teacher externship, or have you ever had an outlier like that? Or?
So, we've had, you know, homeschool parents, we've had,
yes.
you know, guidance counselors and, you know, different, you know, school employees who think they will benefit from it, but teachers. And I mean, we are in a situation where if somebody wanted to get that kind of curriculum, like, we have that curriculum and all of our service, like all of our curriculum, everything's free.
Mm-hmm.
I do not get paid, you know, we do not get paid to, you know, go out to the classrooms. Like, you know, if a teacher wants me to come out, they don't have to pay for it. And, you know, they're not having to pay for the teacher externship, you know, all of that stuff is free. But I mean, we have got curriculum in place where it would be, not obviously like sans the field trips, we have that curriculum available.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody wants that curriculum and wants to go through all of that information and all of those lessons, we have that. And it's called Our Alaska. And we have had teachers from out of state who need to teach Alaska studies use that as their framework. And they'll go through and, you know, do our lessons and use that for, you know, different classes.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. Naomi, thank you so much for sharing, so much information about the about this externship and how you're able to effectively reach farther than what you can personally do yourself. So I think it's great. Just a quick recap, you're listening to Behind the Mission with United Way of the Tanana Valley here on KFAR. I'm Kayla Smith, and today we're visiting with Naomi Mitchell from Alaska Resource Education. We're going to go ahead and take a quick short break. When we come back, we'll talk more about upcoming opportunities and ways that you can get more involved with ARE and Miners Association. I believe there's a conference coming up.
There is.
So don't go anywhere. We will be right back. Thank you so much.
Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. We'll continue after this short break on KFAR Radio.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's website and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, it, sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
The United Way of the Tanana Valley's mission is to improve the lives of every person by mobilizing the caring power of our community. We inspire others to join us in supporting our local nonprofits that serve our friends and neighbors by providing life-changing services here in Interior Alaska. To learn more about how you can give, advocate, and volunteer with us, please contact our office at 907-452-7211 or go to our website at unitedwaytananavalley.com.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m., Behind the Mission with the United Way at 11:30, followed by Sensible Health Solutions with White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the Archives section. Weekend just got local with KFAR Radio. Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. And now, let's get behind the mission.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Behind the Mission with United Way of the Tanana Valley. I'm Kayla Smith, and today I'm visiting with Naomi Mitchell from Alaska Resource Education. We've been talking about how educators and students are getting hands-on exposure to Alaska's natural resource industries. Naomi, another big event you've got coming up is the Alaska Miners Association Conference and Trade Show. Pretty sure that's happening next week, or this week rather. We've got April 6th through the 9th right here in Fairbanks. Tell us a little bit about that event and what we can expect.
Yeah, so it is the 6th through the 10th, and the trade show will be going on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I believe, or excuse me, I think it's Wednesday, Thursday. It's different. But there's mine tours that are going to be happening on Monday, and then the trade show will be going on Wednesday, Thursday. And then there will be a banquet Thursday night at 8-star events, but it'll be at the Carlson Center, and there'll be all kinds of vendors, dealing with like the mining industry. The Alaska Miners Association puts on a really, really incredible event. I'm on the planning committee with some really incredible folks, and there will be short courses, technical sessions, really great speakers at lunch, but ARE will be – we'll have a booth there, and I actually will be doing a gun raffle.
Ooh.
You know, it's Fairbanks.
Yes.
You know, it's a moneymaker. I love our hunting.
Shiny
our hunting culture.
Go boom.
Indeed, indeed. So, yes, we'll just see how much my husband decides to run his card that week. Anyway.
That's fantastic. Mine too.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll be doing a gun raffle, and then we will have a booth if anybody has any questions or wants to come, you know, speak to us. But we also will be – a big part of our fundraising and a really big push is during the banquet. We will be doing a silent and live auction, and – always looking for live and silent auction donations. Yeah, and they will be doing awards, and there's a dinner and music, and dancing. So it's a great event. They have all the information on their website, the Alaska Miners Association, and their Facebook page.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I mean, it's a traveling conference, isn't it? It's not always in Fairbanks, is it?
Every other year it's in Fairbanks, but every November they have it down in Anchorage. And it's just like usually like a sold out event. The AME team down in Anchorage is really incredible, and they put on just a great event, packed convention, and like I said, great speakers. Everything has been so smooth every time I've attended.
Yeah, it's super fascinating. It is definitely a fascinating experience. I had the pleasure of going down to Anchorage, I think it was not this past fall, but the fall prior, to attend the conference. And
you guys won an award, didn't you?
Yes.
What did you win?
Black Gold won the Hard Hat Safety Award.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. We were nominated by, I don't know, I think it was like 10 or 12 different nominations came through. It was, you know, thank you. Shout out there. But yeah, so I mean, it's great to have it up here in Fairbanks and get the local people, you know, involved, because again, like we've been talking about, spreading the education, it's, you know, education and awareness goes beyond just the students. You know, it also, we've got to educate the community. And, you know, this is an open conference, right? It's open to the public. So
we will actually have students there too. So on Wednesday, there will be a bus coming from North Pole High School, and I'll have about 30 students coming through, and, you know, we do a little teaching, but then we take them out onto the conference floor and do like light interviewee skills, you know, make eye contact, shake hands, ask them, you know, what qualifications they have, what do they like about their job, you know, things like that, just making connections with local employers who I know lots of them are looking for employees. And right. I mean, I think 2 years ago, we had a couple kids like apply and get jobs.
Yeah,
so
that's
it's
fantastic.
Good stuff. And we also have a scholarship that we will be giving away in conjunction with Oxford and AMA. So
that's exciting. Yeah. See, that's good. I mean, it's, you know, it's more than just the technical skills of being able to perform a job, but to build those soft skills of talking to people, working with people, asking hard questions, or even answering some hard questions, you know, being comfortable having those exchanges, because, you know, just because you're working in a mine doesn't mean you're by yourself, and, you know, you've got to have those soft skills. So that's awesome that a part of your program is just that. It goes so much further than, you know, here's a pickaxe. It's so much more in depth that it's an incredible program that you offer. Thank you. You know, on that, you've got so many partnerships, and you've touched on that with the trucking industry, with the mining industry. It's with all transportation, really. It's pretty incredible. How do you see partnerships between organizations like ARE, schools, industry? How do you see that helping strengthen Alaska's future workforce?
I think the perfect example I could give you is recently, it was like last spring, the AGC got a hold of us, and they wanted some input on, you know, they got hold of Audra and Andrea as well at the school district, and they wanted to know, you know, kind of pick our brains about workforce development and education and how we could, you know, get more of these kids in these construction jobs. So it was really fantastic. We had a great meeting, and we kind of landed on doing speed networking events. And we have one at Hutch next week, and we had one in North Pole this fall. And it was just so successful, and it's such a impactful thing to do. I mean, you have an industry wanting to fix a problem, and they took action to fix the problem. And I mean, the speed networking is really great because the kids get to talk to, I mean, 30 some different people from the construction industry, and it's like these small, like bite-sized conversations, and the people who show up love doing it. It's a lot of talking, but it's really great stuff. And I just think any opportunity, and I mean, we're always looking for new partners. If you want some help getting into schools or, you know, connecting with kids, you know, we are always around to help. But yeah, the recent partnership that we have been doing with the AGC has been really great. We partnered with them for a while, but in the interior, I just kind of linked up with them in the past year, and it's been really fantastic. The AGC interior folks are incredible.
Yeah, no, definitely. It is incredible. And again, it's incredible to see how our industries are able to combine forces and, you know, and expand their reach and expand their impact and expand their education as well. So it, how important do you, in your opinion, how important do you think it is for Alaska students to see these career paths early?
I think it is. Like, you know, is the earlier the better, you know. I don't know what your situation was when you were growing up, but I didn't have a ton of exposure, you know. I was from a really small town, and I didn't know all the jobs out there. And I think the earlier the better that they're getting this exposure. And one big thing I tell them always is I'm like, you know, if you're talking to this person and you're like, ooh, I don't want to do that job, that's good. Like that you can know what you don't like. That's still a win. You're like, oh, I don't want to do that. Like, I don't like that training program, or I don't like what they have to do for their job. You know, finding out what you don't like is just as equally, you know, valuable.
Super important, yes.
And getting to have those conversations and just – you know, it's funny because I think there's always like a taboo about talking about how much people make, which is totally respectable. But sometimes I'm like, this is how much money you can make. And like, it's okay to be excited about that. You know, like
absolutely.
A lot of these jobs are extremely high paying. So
even just walking in the door, brand new, fresh out of training. I mean, these are high paying jobs that are boosting the local economies, that are boosting the overall state economy and everything, and just supporting the industry overall. It is. It's a great point. I mean, to your point, my first job, I think I made like $6.25 an hour or something, and I was doing great.
Yep.
You know, but I was sweating. It was a rough go. You know, if I had known that it doesn't have to be like that necessarily,
exactly.
You know, but there's so many different options that are actually really cool. I mean, the industry is so interesting and so fun, and it's it's a cause and effect, and it's just very gratifying. I've met a lot of people in the industry who genuinely love what they do because it's interesting, and they're good at it because they were experienced and exposed early. And I think that's super important. So again, what you do is incredible, and is such a launch pad for our industry, for the resource industry in Alaska. And I mean, you're critical. You're a critical resource as well. So thank you. You know, if I'm going to ask one last question here, if from your perspective, what excites you most about the next generation of Alaskans entering resource industry?
I just think we have a lot of kids that are coming through that are just really bright and creative. And I know some people gripe about it, but, you know, they're very tech savvy and they're showing us things and, you know, showing interest in these things and just have all these like mind-blowing creative ideas. And I think it's exciting. You know, we've got a lot of big projects on the horizon, and there's a lot of need for employees for some of these, you know, especially the construction. Like there's a lot coming up in Alaska, and we need people to work. And, you know, I like getting to try to bridge those gaps and try to facilitate that and get kids exposed so they can make, you know, informed decisions about our resources and about their life and what they want to do.
Yeah, that's fantastic, man. Thank you so much for everything that you do, for all that you help with the community, with the industry, with our youth. You know, for anybody who's listening and wants to learn more about Alaska Resource Education, upcoming programs, or how to get involved, where should they go?
Our Facebook page is always, you know, updated. You know, just look up Alaska Resource Education on Facebook. We have a website, akresource.org, and we also have an Instagram page, and I think a LinkedIn, but I don't get that on the very often.
Okay.
I should. Sorry.
No, that's
sorry, Lindsay.
All good. All good. I try and pick a lane and stick there. It's hard, man. There's so many things. But Naomi, thank you again so much for sharing all this wonderful information with us. You know, again, the work you're doing to connect students and educators with opportunities across Alaska's natural resource industries is just invaluable for our future economy. You know, so to wrap up the show, once again, I'm Kayla Smith, Executive Director of United Way of the Tanana Valley, and today we've been visiting with Naomi Mitchell from Alaska Resource Education, talking about the programs and the partnerships helping students here in the interior explore hands-on learning and career pathways connected to Alaska's resource. Thank you, Naomi, for joining us today and the work you're doing in our community. Thank you to the listeners to Behind the Mission of United Way of the Tanana Valley. And until next time, check us out online if you've got any questions, UnitedWayTananaValley.com or on social media. And thanks, everyone. Have a great day.
Sweet.
You have been listening to Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. To listen back to this or any of our other local programs, simply click on the archives page at kfarradio.com. Behind the Mission has been a presentation of the United Way and Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station.